The Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty sued more than 2 years ago to block the policy. It requires district employees to call students by their affirmed names and pronouns and did not allow the district to tell a student's parents. Will argues that it violates the constitutional rights of parents, but it declined to name the parents who brought its lawsuit, saying that would expose them to harassment. On Tuesday, the Wisconsin Supreme Court's liberals, like Justice Rebecca Dallet, sounded skeptical of that argument.
Your clients are claiming that they're going to be irreparably harmed. How is the other side supposed to litigate irreparable harm if they don't even know who they are?
A Dean County judge partially blocked the district's policy in 2020, but kept the rest intact because the case was brought by anonymous plaintiffs. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.